What better night to keep the winning ways going than on a thirsty Thursday here at Atrium Health Ballpark? Kannapolis Cannonballers and Carolina Mudcats will get going here in just a short time here at Kannapolis Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers and Mudcats going at it for the third time this week here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Hi, good friends. Welcome to today's broadcast here on MILB.TV, the free audio stream, KCBallers.com, as well as the MILB First Pitch app. Your host, Dan Helody, as always, bringing you the action live from the broadcast booth high above the field here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers picking up a huge 6-1 victory last night, going 26 of 27 outs in the shutout variety, where Tommy Summer and Bowen Plagey and then Jackson Chorio spoiling the fun out there on the plate for the Carolina Mudcats with a solo shot top of the ninth and two down. Nonetheless, Ballers get the job done. Three total home runs to the Ballers last night. Logan Glass, Cabrera Weaver, and Wilfred Veras all coming in clutch. So we're set to go here with the first pitch of the night. Will be Hunter Dollander. First pitch, big swing and a miss from Hendry Mendez, leadoff batter for the Carolina Mudcats. First pitch at 7:01. First pitch forecast temperature is 82 degrees. 0-1 is lifted high and foul by Hendry Mendez. We'll move it now to an 0-2 count. Again, 7:02 p.m., 82 degrees, your first pitch temperature. Hunter Dollander on the pump will deliver the 0-2. Grounded past the shortstop, Sanchez into left field for a leadoff single. Mendez is on base to lead things off with the Carolina Mudcats. That'll send it now to the center fielder, Jackson Chorio, in the order for manager Victor Estevez and the Carolina Mudcats. Dollander on the bump, 1-0 with a 4.22 ERA, 6 foot, 230 pounds, making his second start on the season, first at home for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He did have one previous start back on June the 29th at Down East over at Granger Stadium in Kinston. Pitches up and in on Jackson Chorio. 1-0 is now your count. Mendez, the runner at first base. Dollander, the ride. He signed as a free agent back on June the 9th of 2022. He's been in the White Sox organization for a little less than a month. 1-0 fastball right down Broadway. 1-1 now your count. Dollander is working a fastball in the lower 90s. Recently named to the All-Star Futures game today as Mendez at first base will get checked on by Dollander. The delivery is not in time. We'll have to wait the 1-1. Mendez, Chorio, and Jefferson Caro in the order for the Carolina Mudcats to lead things off top of the first inning. 1-1. Big swing and a miss from Chorio. We'll move it now to a 1-2 offering. Rest of the order for Victor Estevez and the Carolina Mudcats tonight. Edward Perez, the left fielder, will bat fourth. Batting fifth is Eduardo Garcia, the shortstop. Catcher Jose Cibrian will bat sixth as Dollander delivers the 1-2. Grounder to short. Sanchez moves to his left. He'll make the play. Step on the bag for one on to first. It's a double play. 6-3 double play. Jackson Chorio is the ground out victim here as Mendez is put out on a 6-U for the first down. Then a 6-3 put out of Jackson Chorio. So now quickly two down for Jefferson Caro. 7-8-9 in the order for the Mudcats. There goes Zach Robbie, the second baseman, batting seventh. Batting eighth is the first baseman, Jesus Chirinos. And batting ninth is Gene Carmona, the third baseman. Dollander on the bump will deliver the pitch to Caro. Swung on, lifted in the air, right field. DJ Gladney in hot pursuit. Has it in his eyes, has it in his hands. Just shy of the warning track for the third out of the inning in right center field. So it's an F9 in the book. An unconventional 1-2-3 inning after a leadoff single from Hendry Mendez. A double play and a flyout. And that is the end of the top of the first inning. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network.
Thank you.
Bottom of the first sitting here in Kannapolis. Ballers and Mudcats in the third of six matchups this week between the two sides. Arm of the bump for the Mudcats tonight is the righty Steven Cruz as the pitch is inside to La Chispa. Wilbur Sanchez, 1-0 is your count. Cruz, 6'2", 175-pound righty from Managua, Nicaragua. As the 1-0 is cut out and missed by Sanchez. Now to move 1-1. Cruz, again, 20 years of age, is the righty, 3-2, with a 3.83 ERA on the season for the Carolina Mudcats out of the Milwaukee Brewers organization. 1-1 fastball is upstairs on Sanchez. It'll move now 2-1. Sanchez, Kath, and Colby Smelly due up in the order here for Kannapolis. Bottom of the first here at a beautiful Atrium Health Ballpark. 2-1 from Cruz. Swung on and fouled straight back by Sanchez. 2-2, now your count. Cruz spending 2021 in the Dominican Summer League with the Dominican Summer League. Have two Dominican Summer League teams, and they also have two Arizona Complex League teams as Cruz delivers the 2-2. It's swung on a miss by Sanchez for strike three. That is the first out of the bottom of the first inning. They'll send it down to Wes Kath, the third baseman, who will dig in for his first at-bat of the night. Sanchez, Kath, and Smelly. Wilfred Veras, first baseman, will bat fourth. Batting fifth is DJ Gladney, the right fielder. Logan Glass, center fielder, will bat sixth. Batting seventh is the catcher, Victor Torres. Andy Atwood, second baseman, will bat eighth. And batting ninth is Cabrera Weaver, the left fielder. First pitch to Kath is a fastball up and away. 1-0 is your count now. Kath digging in with the bat over the left shoulder. 1-0, fastball just inside. It is called a strike, though. 1-1 now your count. Kath with the bright white batting gloves and the ash bat, the lefty batter's box. Cuts on the 1-1 and misses on a pitch in the dirt. Count will move 1-2. Defensive setup for the Mudcats tonight. It'll go Perez, Chorio, and Mendez. Carmona, Garcia, Robbie, and Chirinos in the infield, and behind the plate for Cruz is Cibrian as Kath bloops the 1-2 into the right center field for a base knock. Ballers have their first base runner of the night. It's a one-out single for Wes Kath here in this bottom of the first inning, and they'll send it down to Colby Smelly with one on and one out. Colby Smelly will get his turn at the plate on a three-game hit streak at the moment. 1-for-4 last night with a strikeout was Colby Smelly. Tuscaloosa, Alabama native will get his turn tonight. He is the DH after he played a little bit of catcher last night. First pitch from Cruz is up and away. 1-0 your count. Behind the plate tonight is Trey Jester. Out in the base paths is Steve Craze. Umpires assigned to us by the Carolina League. Kath the runner at first, Cruz on the bump. Already with a base runner to deal with. Fouled down the line, down near the Mudcats bullpen. 1-1 your count. Last time out for Steven Cruz back on July the 1st against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Six shutout innings, only three hits allowed, no walks and five punchouts. He's not a guy that walks a ton. 1-1 is lifted in the air right field by Smelly, but it's right at the right fielder in Henry Mendez. He will camp under it and make the grab for out number two of the inning. It's a F9 in the book for Colby Smelly. Staying at first base will be Wes Kath. It'll send Wilfred Veras to the plate. Steven Cruz making his 10th start on the season for the Carolina Mudcats. He was only added to the roster back on May the 12th after he started the year of the Dominican Summer League. Throw to first is not in time on a pickoff attempt. We'll have to await the first pitch. Decent lead at first for Kath. Here's the pitch to Veras. Lifted in the air center field. Chasing after it is Jackson Chorio. Warning track while he looks up and it's out of here. Wilfred Veras He caught a bug, and it's a home run bug. Another home run for Wilfred Veras. He's hot on the tails of DJ Gladney, who's actually leading the team. Nonetheless, Wilfred Veras, keep it up, my man, as that is a two-run shot here in this bottom of the first inning. 428 feet off the bat of Wilfred Veras. 104-mile-an-hour exit velocity off the bat of Veras for another home run. 13th on the year. That'll send DJ Gladney to plate with nobody on and two down. Wilfred Veras now solidifying second place in the category for home runs. Gladney with 14 digs in now against Steven Cruz. Here's the pitch from Cruz. Fastball inside corner for strike one. 0-1 your count. Wilfred Veras is the second half. Man, it's caught fire. Gladney lifts the 0-1 into center field after his choreo. He makes a warning track, and he'll camp under it and make the grab for out number three. But ballers on the board first with a two-run shot from Wilfred Veras. Good guys lead here to begin the ball game in Kannapolis. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Top of the second here in Kannapolis. Ballers on top 2-0 thanks to a quick two-run home run from Wilfred Veras. First pitch to Ebert Perez is cut on and missed. 0-1 is now your count. Dollander back up for his second inning of action. Here's the 0-1. Big swing and a miss. 0-2 now on Ebert Perez. Eduardo Garcia and Jose Cibrian will follow in the order. Top of the second inning here in Kannapolis. Ballers on top already. Dollander's 0-2 is a fastball upstairs, now at 1-2 on Ebert Perez. Another top prospect in the Brewers organization is Ebert Perez, sitting at number 9 in the top 10. Pitch foul back, we'll keep it at 1-2. Dollander on the bump again, just his second start of 2022 for the Ballers. His first start was a pretty solid one as he delivers the 1-2, fouled off, another one coming. Dollander from Evans, Georgia, pitched at USC Aiken as well as Georgia Gwinnett College. 1-2, fastball inside to Perez, now even at 2-2. Dollander signed back on June the 9th by the White Sox after spending the early part of 2022 actually with the former Chicago White Sox rookie ball affiliate, the Great Falls Voyagers. Spending some time with the independent ball team out there in Great Falls, Montana. 2-2 is fouled off into the right field terrace area. We'll keep it again at 2-2 on Ebert Perez. Dollander's first start last week against the Down East Wood Ducks. Six innings, six hits, one run, 8 punch-outs, only 2 walks. He did earn the victory in that ballgame as well. 2-2 from Dolander. Swung on, fouled off again by Perez. Good battle at the plate. We'll do another one at 2-2. Waiting on deck is Eduardo Garcia. Dolander on the bumpers, fouled off yet again. A good fight at the plate. 2-2 will remain in the count. Two-two on the way from Hunter Dolander. Swung on, lifted in the air to fair ground this time. Cabrera Weaver, left fielder, trailing to his right. He will camp under it and make the grab for out number one, F7. In the book to begin matters here in the top of the second inning. Fly out in the book for Ebert Perez. Dolander has sat down his last 3 and will send Eduardo Garcia, the shortstop, to the plate. First pitch to Garcia, big swing and a miss. 0-1 now your count. Dolander 1-0, he's gotten the ERA down to a 3.75. 0-1, lifted eye and foul, another one coming at 0-2. Dolander did have one relief appearance earlier this year as well. Coming out of the bullpen for Guillermo Quiroz and the Ballers, here's the 0-2. Just off the plate, another one coming at 1-2. And a relief appearance back on the 23rd of June against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 1-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Dolander picks up his first punch out of the night. It's Eduardo Garcia down swinging. Now 2 down, nobody on for Jose Cibrian. In his relief appearance, how about Dolander? 4 2/3, 6 hits, 4 runs. 1 walk, 4 punch outs. Pitch to Cibrian is in there, 0-1, you're counting off speed pitch. Dolander doing much better against right-handed batting than he is lefties. 0-1 just a bit inside, 1-1 now your count. Dolander letting opponents bat 293 against him entering tonight as the 1-1 lifted foul. Into the seating bowl, heads up down there. Another one coming at 1-2. Hits directly off the light pole over our heads here at Atriemouth Ballpark. 1-2. Grounded weakly to second base, Andy Atwood will make the play cleanly. He'll fire to first in time. 4 out, number 3. 4-3 ground out to end matters here in the second inning for Jose Cibrian. That'll send us into the bottom half of the second frame here in Kannapolis. Good guys on top, 2-0. Take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Thank you. Logan Glass will dig in to begin the bottom of the second inning here in Kannapolis. Ballers on top, 2-0 over the Carolina Mudcats. Pitch from Steven Cruz is just a little low. Glass showing a bunt at the plate, but he pulls it back. Doesn't matter. 1-0 is your count. Glass, Torres, and Atwood, two up in the order here for the Kannapolis Cannonballers over the Carolina Mudcats. 1-0 from Cruz is low and inside to Logan Glass. Another one coming at 2-0. Glass with a home run in last night's ballgame. We're making his return to the Kannapolis Cannonballers lineup after spending about 2 weeks with the AAA Charlotte Knights. 2-0 grounded foul by Logan Glass. 2-1 now. Glass actually did better in AAA than he has with us for a good chunk of the season. Glass batting 250 with a home run up in Charlotte with the Knights. He comes back. It's a home run last night. 2-1. Off speed is upstairs from Cruz. Another one coming at 3-1. Victor Torres, catcher waiting on deck. Steven Cruz, the righty on the bump, his second inning of action. Here's the 3-1. Big swing and miss. 3-2 now the count. Logan Glass, 22nd round pick in 2019 by the Chicago White Sox out of Mustang, Oklahoma. 3-2 count, nobody out. Here's the pitch from Cruz. Swing and a miss for strike three. Logan Glass down on strikes. It is the second punch out of the night for Steven Cruz. First one of the second inning. He'll send it to Victor Torres. Victor Torres will dig in after a night off last night. Ballers left off. Now Torres will get his turn. First pitch, grounded up the middle into center field for a base knock. Victor Torres wasting no time. He'll deliver a one-out single for the Ballers, their third base hit of the night. It'll send it out to Andy Atwood, the second baseman. Andy Atwood will get his turn at the plate here against Steven Cruz. Atwood not playing last night, making his first appearance of the series here against the Carolina Mudcats. Pitch is off the plate. 1-0 now. Atwood on the bench in favor of Samuel Polanco, who gets the night off tonight for Kannapolis. Decent lead at first for Torres. 1-0. Big swing and miss from Atwood. Another one coming at 1-1. Cruz with a bit of an interesting leg kick on the bump. It's like he flies the lead leg, the left leg, from the righty pitcher. 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2 now. It's almost like a stutter step from Steven Cruz. Messing with the hitter's timing. Atwood having trouble adjusting. 1-2 count. Weaver on deck. Here's the 1-2. Big swing and a miss for strike three. Second out of the inning. Atwood down on strikes. It is the third punch out of the night. Now for Steven Cruz. And they'll send Cabrera Weaver to the dish with one on and two down. Cabrera Weaver, one of three Kannapolis Cannonballers with a home run last night. Picking up a solo shot in the fifth inning. First pitch is in there, 0-1, now your count. Cabrera Weaver in the nine spot again for the Ballers. He raised in Snellville, Georgia. Off speed from Cruz on the 0-1. Check swing, did he go? No, says our infield umpire and Steve Craze. 1-1, now your count. Top of the order, and Wilbur Sanchez awaiting on deck. Steven Cruz, the righty on the bump, just trying to escape this half inning. Torres, the runner at first. Here's the 1-1. Showing bunt. Weaver gets it down. He'll get the bunt down just in front of the mound as the throw will come in from the catcher, Caro, towards first base. It is in there safely. Cibrian, behind the dish. Caro was behind the dish last night. It's a 2-3 put out of Cabrera Weaver for the third out of the second inning. That'll send us into a break now. Ballers still on top, 2-0 over the Carolina Mudcats, headed into the top of the third inning. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Seven, eight, nine, due up in the order here for the Carolina Mudcats. Top of the third inning. First pitch from Dollander is a fastball off the plate. 1-0 is your count. Dollander, his third inning of action out there on the bump. For Kannapolis, here's the pitch. Fastball just low and outside to Zach Robbie. 2-0, and now your count will be Robbie, Chirinos, and Carmona. Due up in the order for the Carolina Mudcats. Top of the third inning. 2-0 from Dollander. Liner to second base. Andy Atwood makes the play. Four out number one. It's a quick L4 in the book for Zach Robbie. One down now in the inning for Jesus Chirinos, the first baseman. Jesus Chirinos, 6 foot, 165 pound righty. 20 years of age from Bacaquero of Venezuela. Pitch off the plate, 1-0 now to Jesus Chirinos, international free agent signee in 2017 by the Milwaukee Brewers. Spent 2021 with the Arizona Complex League teams. Pitch off the plate to Chirinos from Dollander, 2-0 now your count. Corners playing in a little bit for the Ballers infield as the 2-0, big swing and a miss. 2-1 now your count. Corners playing in a little bit for Kannapolis. 2-1. Lifted foul. Another one coming at 2-2 for Chirinos. Righty's entering tonight only batting 160 against the righty Hunter Dollander. 2-2. Fastball just will move it now to a full count offering at 3-2. Getting good guys on top, 2-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 3-2 just off the plate. Ball four. Hunter Dollander walks his first batter of the ballgame. It's Jesus Chirinos. So now one on and a runner on base for Gene Carmona, the third baseman. Gene Carmona signed as a free agent on June the 8th by the Milwaukee Brewers after spending some time in the Baltimore Orioles organization. Pitch cut on and missed, 0-1 your count now. Gene Carmona from San Juan de la Maguana, Dominican Republic. It's a lot to say. Decent lead at first for Chirinos. Pitch from Dollander is blooped into left field. Chasing after it is Weaver. He's not going to get there in time. Now that will be a C-guy single for Gene Carmona. One single on the game for him. First time through the order, the Mudcats pick up two hits and a walk. Other than that, not much else to say. But runners at second and first, one down. Top of the order, and Hendry Mendez now due up. Hendry Mendez, another top prospect in the Brewers system, sitting at number 15. Again, the big midseason update coming on a Tuesday. Time call at home plate by Trey Jester. Pitch clock violation issued to Hunter Dollander. That will be a 1-0 count now on Hendry Mendez. One zero lifted eye and foul by Mendez. Only doing another one at 1-1. One count on Mendez. He had a single back in the first inning. He's got two on and one out. Pitch to the plate. Another one coming at 2-1. Jackson Chorio, center fielder, awaiting on deck. Top of the third inning. Good guys on top, 2-0. Dollander in a bit of a pickle though. Here in this third inning, here's the 2-1. Fastball lower part of the strike zone now, 2-2. Good pitch from the righty Dollander. Dollander's been pitching well. He hasn't really had much trouble since June 23rd against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 2-2, sharp grounder to second. Atwood makes a stabbing play. To second for one, on to first. They do not get the double play, but a nice play at second by Andy Atwood, and he does get the force out. It's a 4-6 put out of Gene Carmona at second base for the second out. Mendez will reach on a fielder's choice. Headed to third is Jesus Chirinos. So now runners on the corners and two down for Jackson Chorio. Good play at second by Atwood, who had to move a lot of ground to his left as Chorio lifts this first pitch high in the air and foul ground, heads up in the Wayne Brothers picnic area as that ball lands down in the front row over there and will not be corralled. 0-1 now your count. Count on Jackson Chorio. Updated on Tuesday, he's now the number 39 overall prospect in the entire Major League Baseball pipeline. Actually, recently named today to the All-Star Futures game as well next Sunday over in L.A. 0-1 off the plate, 1-1 now your count. Only one Chicago White Sox prospect listed on the Futures game roster. It was Oscar Colas, who is with the Winston-Salem Dash number 2 prospect in the White Sox system. 1-1, blasted into left field by Chorio. That ball is not going to be anywhere near playable for Cabrera Weaver. It is a 3-run shot for Jackson Chorio. He's got his second home run in as many games. How about that? A 3-run shot. Top of the third inning, and Carolina now takes a lead here in the top of the third inning. 406 feet off the bat of Jackson Chorio. 102-mile-an-hour exit velocity. Man, this 18-year-old's pretty stinking good. That'll send it to Jefferson Caro, the DH. Chorio now 1-for-2 on the night. That'll send Caro to the plate, who is 0-for-1 with a flyout back in the first inning. Just like that, the tides have turned. Pitch swung and a miss by Caro. 0-1 your count. Mudcats now lead 3-2 after a 3-run blast from Jackson Chorio. 0-1, grounded to short. Wilbur Sanchez will make the clean play, and he'll fire to first in time for out number 3. But the damage is done. Mudcats take a 3-2 lead thanks to a 3-run blast into left field by Jackson Chorio. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Good guys now trail 3-2 here in Kannapolis. Thank you. Top of the order due up bottom third here in Kannapolis. Ballers trail 3-2 after a three-run shot from Jackson Jorio has now completely changed the tides of the ball game. Pitch is inside to Sanchez. 1-0 is your count. Top of the order, Sanchez, Kath, and Colby Smelly due up in the order to the bottom of the third inning. Here's the pitch from Steven Cruz. Pitch is low and outside. 2-0 is now your count. From Cruz, popped up in the infield. Who's got it? Looks like the third baseman in Carmona is going to hustle over, but he won't get there. Ball lands in play and actually bounces all the way up into the Apex Health Sky Lounge up here. Nice play. 2-1, and now they're counting on Wilbur Sanchez. Last time up, a strikeout against Steven Cruz. Wes Kath awaiting on deck here in this bottom of the third inning. Cruz already picking up a multitude of strikeouts with three through his first time in the order. Sanchez, hard grounder to third base, 2-1, and it is played by the shortstop in Garcia. Throw is not in time. It's a weird play at third for the third baseman in Carmona. And that is an E5 in the book for Gene Carmona as I was looking over to get the official scoring call. E5 in the book. Wilbur Sanchez is on base nonetheless. It'll send it to Wes Kath with one on and nobody out. First pitch, grounder to first base. Playing it on a backhand is Chirinos. He fumbled it enough where he has to just step on the bag at first for the one out. It's a 3-2 ground out. Wes Kath is the first out of this bottom of the third inning, but Sanchez is at second. We'll send it to Colby Smelly now, the runner in scoring position and one down. Colby Smelly last time up with a flyout to right field. Contributed a home run back on 4th of July. Now with the Ballers dropping 4th of July's matchup 4-3. Here's the pitch from Cruz. Off speed in there, 0-1. Smelly a slightly open stance, wiggling the bat over the right shoulder with the blue gloves. 0-1 from Cruz. Another off-speed inside corner, quickly 0-2. Ballers in the blue tops tonight, white pants, red socks, anybody who's decided to pull them up. Going to go with the tricolor caps tonight, the blue caps, the white front, red brim, with the trademark CB logo on the front. 0-2 from Cruz. Lifted high and foul by Smelly. Another one coming at 0-2. Mudcats going with the gray tops tonight. Gray pants. Black Caps red brim with the Carolina Mudcat logo on the front with the catfish. 0-2 count, one out. Cruz takes a long look. On Smelly throwing to third. They nail him at third. A couple of the Mudcat defenders thought that was out number three. That was the second out of the inning as the pitch is up and in on Smelly. 1-2 your count. Sanchez, though, is nabbed on a 2-5 caught ceiling. Sanchez now with his third caught ceiling in as many games here against these Carolina Mudcats. 1-2 count, two down. Smelly now with nobody on base. Fastball was up and in at the plate on Smelly. Had to dive out of the way. Time call, pitch clock violation issued to Steven Cruz. 2-2 now your count on Colby Smelly. Two count, two down. Here's the pitch. Fastball low to the plate. Another one coming at 3-2 now. Full count, two outs. Bottom of the third. Cruz with a long look over at third base to his teammate. Here's the pitch. Fastball in there. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. That is the end of the third inning. Smelly is down looking at strike three for the third out of the inning. Well, ballers do get a base runner in scoring position, but they can't produce as that will send it down into the top of the fourth inning. Good guys trail 3-2 to the Carolina Mudcats. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Top of the fourth here in Kannapolis. Ballers trailing 3-2 to the Carolina Mudcats. Hunter Dallander back out of the bump. First pitch to Heber Perez. Big swing and a miss. 0-1 is your count. Dallander is fourth inning of action. Heber Perez back out there. He is 0-1 of the night. Pitch gets by the catcher and ends up in the seeding bowl. What a weird sequence that was. The ball ends up in the seeding bowl. First few rows of section 107. 1-1 to the plate. Swung on and corkscrewed foul. Another one coming at 1-2. Heber Perez with a fly out to left field back in the fourth in the second inning, I should say. Dallander, an innings eater for the Ballers. 1-2. Line sharply into right field into right for a base hit. Leadoff single for Heber Perez here in this fourth inning. Mudcats now with a runner on and nobody out. For Eduardo Garcia, the shortstop. Decent lead at first for Perez. Here's the pitch from Dallander. Fastball in there, 0-1. Outside corner. 0-1 count on Eduardo Garcia. Dallinger's 0-1. Another fastball right down Broadway. 88 miles an hour. 0-2 now your count. Dallinger getting the pitch count up there. Not too bad, though. Sitting just below 55 pitches. This will be pitch number 53 on the way. Here is the 0-2 offering. It's a fastball outside. Another one will come in at 1-2. Cibrian, the catcher, waiting on deck. Dollander's 1-2 offering. Swung on, grounded to second base. Atwood backhands to second, on to first by Sanchez. It's a double play. 4-6-3. Gets two outs. This is Heber Perez out on a 4-6 play. Garcia, 4-6-3. Two outs now in the inning. That'll send it to Jose Cibrian. Cibrian, last time up, a ground out to Atwood over there at second base. Here's the pitch from Dollander. Grounded to shortstop. Sanchez has trouble with it at short. It'll be scored as an E6 of the book. Jose Cibrian is on first base safely. E6 in the book as Sanchez has trouble corralling it. Looks like a lip maybe on the outer edge of that infield to outfield transfer. Zach Robbie will dig in now with two outs, runner on. Right on that edge from where it goes, the infield grass to the outfield was where Sanchez was playing. Looked like he just muffed it out there. First pitch from Dollander to Robbie is off the plate. 1-0 your count. The only position player on the entire Carolina Mudcats roster and is from the United States. 1-0 fastball is in there. 1-1 now on Robbie. At first again is Cibrian reaching on an error from Wilbur Sanchez. 1-1. Lifted high in the air, foul. Another one coming at 1-2 on Zach Robbie. On deck is Jesus Chirinos, first baseman. The Mudcats looking to continue their lead here in this fourth inning. 1-2 is grooved into right field, right at DJ Gladney, who moves to his left a little bit and will make the grab. Four out number three. That will conclude the top of the fourth inning. No runs for the Mudcats. They do get a couple of runners on, though. That will send us now bottom four. Ballers trail by one. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Wilfred Verhaas will dig in bottom of the fourth here in Kannapolis. Ballers trailing 3-2 as he lines the first pitch into center field for a leadoff base knock. Wilfred Verhaas, 2-for-2 night for the young man out of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. 2-for-2 with a home run and now a single here to lead off the fourth inning. That'll send DJ Gladney to the plate. Verhaas, Gladney, and Logan Glass due up in the order here for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom of the fourth inning. Mudcats lead 3-2 thanks to one swing of the bat from Jackson Chorio. Decent lead at first base for Wilfred Verhaas. First pitch from Steven Cruz. Fastball low and away. 1-0 is your count. Couple other games going on tonight in the Carolina League. Charleston River Dogs trailing the Augusta Green Jackets 2-0 over at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park in South Carolina. Scoreless in Fredericksburg, where the Fred Nats and the Lynchburg Hillcats are at the bottom of the fourth inning. Again, scoreless in that ballgame. 1-0 fastball right down Broadway to Gladney. 1-1 is now your count. Delmarva Shorebirds lead 1-0 over the Salem Red Sox. Bottom of the third inning in that ballgame. Delmarva is leading. Columbia Fireflies trailing 1-0 to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Bottom of the fourth inning as Gladney lines this one into center field back-to-back. As Verhaas will have to retreat back in a second. He's not tagged out at all. Nice heads-up play in center by Chorio to get the ball into the infield quickly. However, back-to-back singles now for the Ballers. They're racking up singles like a sign-up chart for speed dating. That'll send Logan Glass to the plate with two on and nobody out. Finally as well, top of the third inning, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, Down East Wood Ducks are scoreless, top of the third over at Seger Stadium. In 2-1 and nobody out. Glass at the plate, pitch is up and away to Glass. 1-0 your count. Logan Glass strikeout in his first at-bat, back in the second. He's got 2-1, nobody out. Verhaas and Gladney with back-to-back singles in a center field. Cruises 1-0. Popped up in foul ground. Will it get out of play, though? Chasing after it is the first baseman, Chirinos, as well as the catcher in Cibrian. It'll land in the seating bowl in section 105. Heads up down there. We'll have another one coming at 1-1. So I could actually land in the dugout suite area. We'll do another one at 1-1. Glass at the plate, wiggling the bat over the right shoulder. He shows bunt. That'll force the corners to come in. Glass will lay it down, but it's too much for him as the 89-mile-an-hour fastball from Steven Cruz. And Glass doesn't get enough of a chunk of it. They'll move it now to a 1-2 count. Two on, nobody out. Logan Glass to the plate against Steven Cruz. 1-2 pitch. Swung on, grounded foul toward the Carolina Mudcats bullpen. Another one coming at 1-2. One-two count on Glass. Victor Torres awaiting patiently on deck. Here's the 1-2. Up and in, hits Glass on the arm, and now it'll be bases chucked full of Ballers as Glass looks like a free pass. He's not a fan of the play at all as he gets plunked in the arm by a Steven Cruz fastball. Singles and a hit by pitch. Now bases are loaded and nobody out for Victor Torres. First pitch to Torres, off-speed pitch just a bit outside. 1-0 your count. Torres last time up with a single back in the second inning. Andy Atwood on deck. Ballers threatening here against Steven Cruz and the Carolina Mudcats. 1-0. Big swing and a miss from Torres. 1-1 now your count. Pitch count isn't getting too high for Steven Cruz tonight. Only at about 51 pitches at the moment. Again, a 1-1 count. Runners at every base for Kannapolis. 1-1. just a bit inside on an off-speed pitch. 2-1, now your count. Clouds starting to roll in here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's not too hot of a night. It's toasty outside. But again, Thirsty Thursday, our 5-4-3-2-1 blast off to fun. Sure to keep you nice and cool. Fly ball into right field. Maybe deep enough for Mendez over there as it will be tested. The arm throw in from right field. He does not. Oh, he does make the tag at home. Wilfred Veras is tagged out for the double play. Runners will advance as well. So Glass is at second now. Gladney at third. Veras is put out in a 9-2 put out. With the second out of the inning, Victor Torres on an F9. So now two down, two on for Andy Atwood. Close play on the throw from Mendez out in right. He did get it in time into the catch. The fear was, though, that there was not a accurate throw from Mendez in right. Just a little off the plate. Nonetheless, Cibrian adjusting well and making the tag. Atwood will dig in. He's 0-1 on the night. Glass at second and Gladney at third. Ballers trail by one run. A good swing of the bat from Andy Atwood would do Kannapolis a lot of good here in this bottom of the fourth inning. First mountain visit of the night for Carolina. Atwood will dig in, the Tulip Washington native. Here's the pitch. Off speed, just a bit inside. 1-0 your count. Cabrera Weaver waiting on deck. 1-0 count. Cruises 1-0 offering. Lifted foul. Heads up in the right field terrace area. Another one coming at 1-1. Atwood batting .273 on the year since joining the Ballers a couple of weeks ago, about 2 weeks ago. Another one of those guys that came over from the Great Falls Voyagers, him and Hunter Dollander, both contributing in mighty ways. 1-1, big swing and a miss. 1-2, now your count. Ballers could use another run here. They trail by one. One-two pitch, just a bit outside. Count will move now 2-2. Cabrera Weaver on deck. Jackson Chorio, the three-run shot back in the third inning. 2 lead after the Ballers going on top in the first. 2-2. Lifted in the air, left field. It is caught on a line by Heber Perez in left. 4-3. So, Ballers do get bases loaded thanks to back-to-back singles and a hit-by pitch. But Andy Atwood flies out with the two runners on. And then we'll conclude four innings of baseball here in Kannapolis. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Mudcats lead 3-2 here in Kannapolis. Jesus Chirinos, the lead digs off top of the fifth inning in Kannapolis. Hunter Dallander back out of the bump. First pitch of the fifth inning is just off. Ballers still trail 3-2 here at Atrium Health Ballpark against the Carolina Mudcats here in the third of six matchups this week. Dallander's 1-0 is in there. 1-1 now your count. Neither side has arms warming up in the bullpens. Starter's going to go at a bit of a distance tonight. Pitch from Dallander is in there. 1-2 now the count on Jesus Chirinos. Last time up, he had a walk. He also scored on that three-run blast from Jackson Shorio. Off-speed pitch, 1-2. Fouled off. Another one coming at 1-2. On deck is the third baseman, Gene Carmona, and then Henry Mendez in the hole. Three batters due up here in the inning for the Carolina Mudcats. Out of Zebulon, North Carolina, Five County Stadium on the east side of Raleigh. About a 2.5-3 hour drive from here in Kannapolis. 1-2, grounded to second base. Atwood with a tough play over there in second. It'll get into right field. It'll be a single for Jesus Chirinos. It's a very tough play over there at second for Atwood. Runner on, nobody out for Gene Carmona. That is a single as Chirinos grounded a pitch very quickly past Atwood at second. Had to move to his left and slide. It is an extraordinary effort. Nonetheless, now one on. Here's the pitch from Dollar to Carmona just off the plate. 1-0 now the count. Carmona last time out with a single. It's on the wrong end of a double play as well. 1-0. Off speed in there. 1-1 now on Carmona. One count, nobody out. Here's the pitch from Dallander. Big swing and a miss on the 1-1. Now 1-2. Mendez on deck. Mudcats already with a runner on. Nobody out. He is low. Now 2-2. Two count, nobody out. Wind softly blowing out to left field. 2-2 fouled off by Carmona. Another one coming at 2-2. Mendez, the right fielder, on deck. Chorio in the hole. 2-2. Fastball, bring him up. Got him looking. Called strike. 300. Dallander picks up another strikeout here in this top of the fifth inning. His second one of the night. Gene Carmona down looking at strike three for the first out of the inning. That'll send it now to the top of the order. And Henry Mendez, the right fielder. Mendez is 1-for-1 on the night. And a single back in the first, and they reached on a fielder's choice in the third. Swings the first pitch, grounder to second. Atwood makes the play to second for one. On to first, it's an ending double play. 4-6-3 here in the fifth inning. Henry Mendez is out on a 4-6-3 ground out for the third out of the inning. 4-6 put out at second for Chirinos for out number two. So it's an unconventional 1-2-3 inning here at the top of the fifth. Led to the bottom half of the inning. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Bottom of the fifth here in Kannapolis. Cabrera Weaver will lead off 9-1-2, due up in the order. Pitch off the plate to Weaver. 1-0 is your count. It'll be Cabrera Weaver, Wilbur Sanchez, and Wes Kaff due up in the order. Cruz back out for his fifth inning of action. 1-0 fouled off. Another one coming at 1-1. Weaver wiggling the bat over the right shoulder. Here is the 1-1 from Cruz. Blasted into left field on a hard line. Into left field, it'll roll to the wall for extra bases. Headed for second is Cabrera Weaver. He's in there standing up. RBI, it is a leadoff double, I should say, for Cabrera Weaver here in this fifth inning. So now Pollers with a runner in scoring position. And nobody out for La Chispa, Wilbur Sanchez. Wilbur Sanchez will now dig in. He is 0-for-2 on the night. A 1-for-2 with a double to his name off of Steven Cruz. Pitch off the plate to Sanchez on an off speed. 1-0 is your count. Sanchez nabbed on a caught stealing back in the third inning. He's been nabbed in a caught stealing in every game this series so far. 1-0 fastball is in there. 1-1 now your count. Wilbur Sanchez looking to provide the spark as needed. Cruz the long look over there at second base. 1-1. Fastball low and away to Sanchez. 2-1 now. Cabrera Weaver is certainly a threat on the base paths, stealing upwards of 20 bags last year for Kannapolis. This year hasn't had to do it as much. He hasn't been on base as much either. Weaver has not attempted a stolen base yet this year. 2-1. Popped up in the infield. Who's got it? Looks like the first baseman in Chirinos will call everyone off. It's a collision with the third baseman, Carmona. And Chirinos, the first baseman, out back behind the pitcher's mound. Collision, but the catch is made. It is a P3 in the book for Wilbur Sanchez. So now one out, Wes Kaff will dig in. Wes Kaff is 1-for-2 on the night. He had a single back in the first inning, ended up scoring as well on a Wilfred Veras two-run home run. All the runs this ball game have come via the long bomb. Two-run shot from Veras and a three-run shot from the Mudcats center fielder Jackson Chorio. Kaff with a major league pop-up in the infield. Who's got it? Third baseman Carmona. This time will make the play. He'll call everyone off and make the grab. Four out at number two. It's a P5 in the book for Wes Kaff. It'll send Colby Smelly to the plate with two on and a runner on second. On the evening, Cabrera Weaver at second with a good lead. Smelly cuts on the first pitch, fouls it off, heads up over there near the Philly cart. Another one coming at 0-1 down the first base line. That Philly cart out there. Some tasty stuff over there. Haven't had one of the Phillies in a while. They sound pretty stinking good. Decent lead at second for Weaver. 0-1. Big swing and a miss. 0-2 now the count. Nothing beats a good Philly cheesesteak. Although I really don't know if I can say if I've had a good Philly cheesesteak yet. I have never been to Philadelphia. Geno's or Pat's? I've heard both are good. I've heard both are bad. I don't know. I get mixed opinions. Vince Marcucci, our assistant general manager here at the Kannapolis Cannonballers, might be able to give me some words of advice on where to find a good Philly cheesesteak. They call him the big cheese at the plate, Colby Smelly, 0-2. Fastball just low and outside, 1-2 now the count. See, people even argue about what kind of cheese goes on a Philly cheesesteak. Like, are you putting, like, queso or, like, cheese whiz or American or whatever? What are you putting on your cheesesteak? It's the details. Colby Smelly at the plate, the big cheese himself, 1-2, here's the pitch. Popped up again, foul. We'll do it again at 1-2. I think Colby Smelly just wants me to keep talking about cheesesteaks up here. A little pepper, a little onion. Peppers and onions. It needs peppers and onions. No mushrooms, though. Not a mushrooms guy. A little wide American. Extra wide American, if possible. And, of course, Philly meat. 1-2. Lined into center field. That'll drop in front of Chorio and be a base hit. Maybe a run scored. Chorio slips in center field. It's going to roll past him. Headed for second. Now headed for third is Colby Smelly on the play. He will coast into third base safely. Cabrera Weaver will score on the play. Jackson Chorio loses his footing out there in center field. That will go down as an error on Jackson Chorio. Smelly will get credit for a single. And then advance to third on what we can. Chorio slipping out there in center field. And that will now be a tie ball game. 3-3 here in Kannapolis. Wilfred Veras will now dig in. Runner on third and two down. See, good things happen when I talk about food, folks. First pitch to Veras is up and not in the strike zone. 1-0 your count. Wilfred Veras, 2-for-2 on the night with a two-run shot in the first inning. Veras has hit 5 home runs entering tonight in the second half. He's now hit 6 home runs in just the second half. 1-0 lifted high and foul. 1-1 now your count. He's hit 6 home runs in now 12 games in the second half. That's craziness. Cruz with a long look at third. 1-1. Big swing and a miss. 1-2 now the count. For reference, Wilfred Veras had 8 home runs in 66 games in the first half of action. However, now he's got 6 in 12. And when he hit a home run, the ballers are 5-0. Still to be determined tonight. Tie ball game, bottom 5. 1-2 count. Here's the pitch from Cruz. Fastball is up and away. Now at 2-2 on Wilfred Veras. He's the second Kannapolis cannonballer to eclipse the 40 RBI mark on the season as well. Is Wilfred Veras, 19-year-old from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. 2-2 from Cruz. Swing and miss for strike 3. Wilfred Veras down on strikes to end matters here in the fifth inning. But ballers do get a run thanks to a little bit of a RBI single from Colby Smelly out to center field. Jackson Chorio slipping up out there as well. He will lead things off in the top of the sixth inning for the Carolina Mudcats. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Don't go anywhere, folks. This one's getting good. Tie ball game headed to the sixth in Kannapolis. Jackson Chorio will lead things off top of the sixth inning here in Kannapolis. Ballers and Mudcats now tied at 3 thanks to a Colby Smelly RBI single in the fifth inning. First pitch from Dollander back out on the bump is off the plate. 1-0 is your count. Chorio with a 3-run blast in the third inning, giving Carolina their only 3 runs of the ballgame so far. 1-0 is just off the plate. 2-0 is now your count. We're seeing a lot of reasons why Jackson Chourio is sailing up the prospect lists in most of Major League Baseball. 2-0 off the plate now, 3-0. Good patience at the plate from Chourio, but then when he gets to pitch to hit, his swing is just electric. 3-0 from Dolander. Fastball, lower part of the zone now, 3-1. The out back in the first. That three-run homer in the third absolutely cleared the berm in left field here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 3-1, another fastball in there. 3-2 now on Chourio. Looks like Halen Green, the lefty, getting loose out there for Kannapolis. No arms warming yet for Carolina. 3-2. Swing and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Dolander picks up his third punch out of the night. It is the first out of the sixth inning. Now one down for Jefferson Caro. Caro 0-2 on the evening. Another top prospect in the Brewers organization. Number 6 overall in that top 30 for the Milwaukee Brewers. First pitch from Dolander, laced down the line, foul, heads up over there in the Wayne Brothers picnic area. Another one coming at 0-1. Getting a very hard liner down there. Got to keep your eyes up in the Wayne Brothers picnic area as well as the right field terrace. You'll end up getting some of the seats that don't have any netting down there. And, of course, hard line drives coming down there. You never know. Pitch is off the plate. 1-1 now to Jefferson Caro. Caro cuts on the pitch and foul tips it into the mitt of Torres. 1-2 now the count. Hebert Perez, left fielder, waiting on deck. One, two. Tapped foul by Caro. Another one coming at 1-2. Looks like there is a catcher for Carolina down the left field line, awaiting an arm to get loose for Carolina. 1-2 count, one out. Perez is on deck. Here's the pitch to Caro. Fastball just low from Dolander. Count now moves to 2-2. Dolander at over 80 pitches now. He's not lost any velocity. Still sitting upper 80s, lower 90. Got him looking. Called strike three. Back-to-back punch outs for Hunter Dolander, as that is now two outs in the sixth inning. He has struck out three of his last four batters face. That'll send it to Hebert Perez, the left fielder. One for two in the night is Perez. Swings on the first pitch and misses. 0-1 your count. Dolander with a deep breath on the bump. 0-1 count. Here's the pitch. Another fastball outside corner. Strike two. Hunter Dolander not struggling to find the strike zone here in this half inning. Halen Green getting loose out there. Expect to see him next inning. 0-2. Groped foul. Heads up over by the Ballers dugout. Looks like Cole Seamus and Bowen Plagey are a bunch of chickens over there. Running away from a hard foul ball from Heber Perez. 0-2. Swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Hunter Dolander strikes out the side to presumably end his night here in Kannapolis. That'll send us into the bottom of the sixth inning. Tie ball game, 3-3. Ballers will go to bat looking to break the tie. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. DJ Gladney, Logan Glass, and Victor Torres, two up in the order. Bottom six, Ballers and Mudcats tied at three. Gladney cuts on the first pitch of the sixth inning and misses. 0-1 is your count. Steven Cruz back out on the bump. His sixth inning of action would assume his night is close to done as there is an arm warming for Carolina down the line. Gladney lifts the pitch high and deep into Triples Alley area in right center field. That's going to hit and roll all the way to the wall. Headed for second now, headed for third is DJ Gladney. Throw will come in from center field and DJ slides in safely at third base. It's a leadoff triple for DJ Gladney. Runner now at third and nobody down for Kannapolis. Logan Glass will dig in. Again, runner on third, nobody out. DJ Gladney, his second triple on the year. Giving Kannapolis a bit of a spark here in the sixth inning. Logan Glass will dig in. 0-2 on the night, but he did pick up a home run last night against these Carolina Mudcats. Ballers looking to get back in the win column after a victory last night. Here's the pitch from Cruz. Fastball low and inside to Logan Glass. 1-0 your count. Ballers have won two of their last three games. With a win tonight, would win three of their last four. 1-0 from Cruz. Lifted high and deep into left field. Going back is Perez. He looks up and that ball is out of here. Two-run shot, Logan Glass. It's his second home run in as many games. Ballers now find themselves on top 5-3 here in Kannapolis. Atrium Health Ballpark. This place is rocking. Logan Glass shattering expectations. 411 feet off the bat. 103 mile-an-hour exit velocity. Good guys now on top 5-3 here in Kannapolis. Well, you send him up to AAA Charlotte for 2 weeks, and look what he does when he comes back. Logan Glass has immediately become one of the leading contributors in the lineup for Kannapolis, and that is now a 5-3 ball game. Cruz will deliver the first pitch to Torres, who cuts on it and fouls it off. 0-1 your count. For Logan Glass, his third home run as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. His fourth on the minor league season. He did have one with the Charlotte Knights back in his two-week tenure with the Knights. Torres cuts on the 0-1 and misses. 0-2 now the count. Getting Logan Glass, third homer on the year. Two RBIs, adding his total now to six on the season. 0-2 from Cruz. Big swing and miss from Torres. First strikeout of the sixth inning. It is now his sixth punch out on the night for Steven Cruz. One out, nobody on for Andy Atwood. The second that ball left the bat from Logan Glass, you knew that ball was going places. Atwood will now dig in. He's 0-2 with a strikeout and a flyout on his evening. Here's the pitch. Showing bunny pulls it back, and it is ball one. 1-0 your count. Atwood, the Washington State native. Signed recently from the Great Falls Voyagers. Big swing and miss on the 1-0. 1-1 now your count. Cabrera Weaver, the left fielder, awaiting on deck. 1-1 from Cruz. Lifted in the air right field, trailing away from Mendez. He's going to get there. Yes, he will. On the run, makes the grab deep in the corner in fair play. Four out number two. It's an F9 in the book. Two down now for Cabrera Weaver, the left fielder. Cabrera Weaver, 1-2 with a double here in tonight's ball game. Cruz's first pitch, off speed in there at 80 miles an hour. First pitch is in there, 0-1 your count. Cabrera Weaver, 1-2 with a double in the fifth. Off speed, low and inside to Weaver. Check swing, did he go? No. Another one coming at 0-1. 1-1 count, two outs. Here's the pitch. Off speed off the plate. 2-1 now on Cabrera. Top of the order and Wilbur Sanchez due up. Ballers now lead 5-3 thanks to a two-run blast from Logan Glass. 2-1. Swing and a miss. 2-2 now the count. Logan Glass shattering the competition. Out here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 2-2 count on Cabrera Weaver. Time called to the plate by Weaver. Weaver with the pink arm sleeve tonight. Wiggling the bat over the right shoulder. Choking up a little bit with the two-strike approach. 2-2. Swung and a miss. Strike three. That will conclude the sixth inning. Cruz finishes up his night. Looks like he'll finish it with seven punch-outs before exiting. But ballers on top. 5-3 thanks to a two-run homer from Logan Glass. It'll send it out. Top of the seventh. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers. Baseball net. New arm of the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the top of the seventh inning. It is 5'11", 185-pound lefty. This is Halen Green on the bump. First pitch is a strike for Eduardo Garcia. Cibrian and Ravi due up in the order. Halen Green on the bump. It'll be a blasting of Blue World by Mac Miller, of course. Top seven, Ballers lead 5-3. The sidewinding southpaw, former TCU Horned Frog, is Halen Green. 0-1 is on the outside corner to Garcia. 0-2 is now your count. Halen Green in relief of Hunter Dollander here in the seventh inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. 0-2 count. Here's the pitch from Green. Off speed, lifted in the air, shallow right field. Gladney will have to come in to make the play. He will get there in time for out number one. F9 in the book. First out of the seventh inning is partaken of. That'll send it out to Jose Cibrian. We are able to close the book on Hunter Dollander. Six innings, five hits, three runs all earned, one walk, and five punch-outs for Hunter Dollander, starter on the bump. Halen Green in relief now. He'll deliver the first pitch to Cibrian. Fastball off the plate, 1-0 your count. Green 0-0, a 3.82 ERA, 35 and a third innings pitch. He hasn't pitched in over a week. June 30th against the Downeast Wood Ducks, last time he got any action on the bump. 1-0, fouled off again, 1-1 now your count. Green pitched twice against the Mudcats back in late May at Five County Stadium. He had one pretty solid outing and one not-so-good outing. 3 2/3 innings, 7 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned, 1 walk and 4 punch-outs in 2 outings. As Cibrian fouls that one off, another one coming at 1-2. Jose Cibrian, 0 for 2 in the night. He did reach on an error in that fourth inning. 1-2 count, one out. Green on the bump. He's pulled the pants up to show off the socks. 1-2, off speed, just a bit low. 1-2 will now move to a 2-2 count. Zach Robbie, the second baseman, awaiting on deck. Green, the side-arming southpaw from Texas, 2-2. Him out, Halen Green picks up his first punch out of the night. Now 2 down in the 7th inning for Zach Robbie, the second baseman. Green, 35 and a third innings pitched entering tonight. 36 punch-outs, just 9 walks. He's not a guy that walks a ton. He does get a couple of strikeouts here and there, though. Mainly against right-handed pitching. 21 of them against righties. First pitch, foul tipped into the mid of Victor Torres. 0-1 your count. Now on Zach Robbie. It's now a time call. Torres is going to come out and chat with Halen Green. Zach Robbie, 5'10", righty, 22 years of age from Forest Lake, Minnesota. 8th round pick in 2021 out of Forest Lake High School and the University of Minnesota, the Golden Gophers. 0-1 count, a quick mound visit issued to the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Robbie will dig in. Here's the pitch from Green. Fastball just a little low, and it'll move now 1-1. Green, a little bit of sidearm action. He does get a little bit of a dip on his fastball, more of a sinker. 1-1. A little low and inside to Robbie, 2-1 now. Green with a sweeping slider off the sidearm delivery. Sweeping slider off a sidearm delivery. That's a lot of S's. Mike Tyson couldn't say that, folks. 2-1 is inside, 3-1 now. Robbie will wiggle the bat over the right shoulder. Halen Green on the bump. 3-1 count. 2 down. Top 7. Ballers on top. 5-3. Here's the pitch. Blooped into right field. Gladio will take a step back, and it'll be Atwood, the second baseman, actually going out and making the grab. It's a P4 in the book for the third out of the inning. 1-2-3 inning for Halen Green on the bump. We'll head to the bottom half of the 7th inning. Quick break. We'll be right back after a quick stretch and a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Middle 7 headed into the bottom of the 7th inning. Sanchez, Kath, and Smelly, two up in the order. New arm of the pump for the Carolina Mudcats. First pitch to the plate, now 1-2 on La Chispa, Wilbur Sanchez. Montero, 23 years of age, he is 4-0 with a 3.32 ERA. This is his 20th appearance on the year. He has one save, 22 strikeouts, and 21 in the third and two-thirds innings. 1-2 off the plate. Another one coming at 2-2 on La Chispa, Wilbur Sanchez. West Cath, third baseman awaiting on deck. Bottom seven, good guys on top, 5-3. Pitch to the plate, swung on, fouled off by Sanchez. 2-2 now your count. Cath on deck, 1-for-3 on the night. Smelly on is in the hole. Smelly in the hole is 1-for-3. Montero, 2-2 count on Sanchez. Here's the pitch from the righty. Swung and a miss for strike three. Sanchez down on strikes for the second time tonight. First out of the seventh inning, and that'll send West Cath to the plate. Montero spending 2019 in the Dominican Summer League in the Arizona Complex League. 2021, he split time with the Complex League in the Carolina Mudcats. Has not seen action since July 1st as Kath cuts on the pitch and misses. 0-1 is your count. Montero last time out, two innings, two runs on one hit. No walks and one strikeout against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 0-1 is low and inside to West Kath. 1-1 now your count. Very low opponent batting average. Opponents only batting just 149 against Junior Montero. He's got a funky delivery on the bump. Kind of holds the ball out away from his body and kind of slings it in there. 1-1 is low and inside to Kath. 2-1 now the count. Even if your velocity or your stuff isn't the nastiest, if you have a funky delivery, it can throw hitters off. 2-1 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lifted, foul by Kath. Another one coming at 2-2. Colby Smelly awaiting on deck. Ballers lead 5-3 over the Mudcats here at Atrium Health Ballpark in the third of six matchups between these two sides. Here's the 2-2. Swung and a miss for strike three. Back-to-back punch-outs of the swinging variety. Junior Montero on the bump, working it well. West Cath down on strikes for the first time tonight. That'll send it to Colby Smelly, the DH. The last time Colby Smelly was at the plate, he had a single that ended up turning into him reaching third base. I was talking about cheese steaks in that inning. I think that probably helped. Pitch is low and away, 1-0 now to Smelly. Junior Montero on the bump here in the seventh inning. We're keeping a close eye on some of the other games going on in the Carolina League as well tonight, of course. Ballers are in second place in the Carolina League South Division in the second half at the moment. 1-0 is swung on and missed. 1-1 now. How about the 2-2 now the count on Smelly. Ballers have a bit of a cushion in second place, a one-game cushion over Myrtle Beach. It's not the biggest of cushions, but it is there. 2-2, a sword at the plate from Smelly. He strikes out to end matters here in the seventh inning. So strikeout, strikeout, strikeout. Three swinging punch-outs for Junior Montero on the bump here in the bottom of the seventh inning. We'll head to the top of the eighth inning. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Good guys on top, 5-3 here in Kannapolis. 8-9-1, two up in the order, top of the eighth inning. Halen Green back out of the bump for Kannapolis. Ballers lead 5-3 over the Carolina Mudcats as Chirino slips this one in the air center field. Logan Glass will camp under it, barely asked to move. He'll make the grab for out number one. It's a F8 in the book. First out of the eighth inning. One down now for Halen Green. The ballers, Gene Carmona, third baseman, will now dig in for the Carolina Mudcats. Chirinos, Carmona, and Hendry Mendez do up against the lefty Halen Green. Ballers looking to win their second consecutive game, their third of their last four. Pitch is off the plate and inside. 1-0 your count now on Gene Carmona. 1-for-2 on the night with a single in the third and a strikeout in the fifth. Green's 1-0. Right down Broadway for a 1-1 count now. Elsewhere in the league, Charleston has the bases loaded against them. Augusta Green Jackets trailing 6-4. Charleston on top 6-4 over Augusta, 1-1. Low and outside. Now 2-1 on Gene Carmona. Fredericksburg and Lynchburg tied at 1, top of the 7th inning up at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Actually, they just moved to the bottom of the 7th inning up in Fredericksburg. 2-1, just a bit off the plate. 3-1 now. Delmarva trailing to the Salem Red Sox, bottom of the 5th inning. Salem on top 5-4. Myrtle Beach on top of Columbia, 4-0 in the top of the 5th inning in that ball game. Looks like they're in a bit of a rain delay there. 3-1, grounded to third base. Wes Kath makes the play. He'll fire to first in time. Four out number two. It's a 5-3 ground out. Two down now in the inning. That'll send Hendry Mendez to the plate. Looks like Columbia is in a rain delay, as well as the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Down East Wood Ducks in the Battle of the Birds out in Sager Stadium. Looks like Down East and Fayetteville in a bit of a rain delay. We'll keep an eye on those. Again, if Myrtle Beach and Columbia can't get their game done tonight, it'll be interesting to shake up the division standings. Pitch in there, 0-1 is your count. Myrtle Beach, of course, in third place in the South Division. Columbia in first place. 0-1 right down Broadway. 0-2 now the count on Mendez. Ballers in second place looking to gain some ground on Columbia, who is two games ahead. With a win tonight, Kannapolis would move to at least one game behind. 0-2, low. Another one coming at 1-2. Ballers are four outs away from victory here in Kannapolis. Mendez at the plate is 1-for-3 tonight, excuse me. Green on the bump, 1-2 Cal. They're going to issue a pitch clock violation to Halen Green. 2-2 now, the count on Hendry Mendez. Another pitch clock violation issued on pitching staffs tonight. 2-2 just off the plate. Count will now move 3-2. Count, two outs. Top of the eighth inning. Jackson Chorio awaiting on deck. Here's the pitch from Green. Just low and away, ball four. It is a two-out walk issued to Hendry Mendez. He takes a free pass. It'll send it to Jackson Chorio, the center fielder. Time call now. John Eli, pitching coach for Kannapolis, will go out and have a chat with Halen Green. He's got to face a tough opponent here in Jackson Chorio. Of course, ever dangerous, batting 319 with 11 homers. Green on the bump is one out away from escaping this eighth inning. Angel Acevedo is getting loose out there down the line for Kannapolis. Ballers lead 2 runs, 5-3 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Jackson Chorio will dig in a 3-run shot back in the third inning, a strikeout in the sixth, and a ground out in the first. Second mound visit of the night for Kannapolis. Chorio will dig in, the 18-year-old from Venezuela, Maracaibo, Venezuela. Gonna make you sound make you feel really old, I should say. March 11th of 2004 is when Jackson Chorio was born. Pitch swung and missed. 0-1 your count. Off-speed pitch from the sidearmer Green catches Chorio off guard. 0-1 your count. Chorio with a slightly open stance, wiggling the bat over the right shoulder. 0-1 from Green. Big swing and a miss. 0-2. Chorio swinging for the fences and for over the fences. He's already put one out over the berm in left field tonight. But Green keeping him off balance on the bump. 0-2 pitch. Swung on. Weak grounder to short. Sanchez is going to have to make a play. He will field it. Fire and retire. Jackson Chorio on a 6-3 ground out. Nice play by La Chispa. Wilbur Sanchez for the third out of the eighth inning. Ballers three outs away from victory. We'll take a quick break and we'll head into the bottom of the eighth inning. Ballers on top. 5-3. We'll head to the bottom eight when we return on the Ballers Baseball Network. Salodi on the off speed is inside to Veras. 1-0 is your count. Michele Vasilodi on the pump. 6'2", 210-pound, 21-year-old from Valencia, Venezuela is Vasilodi. His second year with the Mudcats is Veras. Cuts on the 1-0. Lifts it in the air left field. Perez will have to trail back and camp under the high fly ball. Make the grab for out number one. It's an F7 in the book. Out number one. That'll send DJ Gladney to the plate. Michele Vasilodi, 8-1 with a 2.10 ERA, his 25th appearance on the year. Vasilodi racking up the wins out of the bullpen for the Carolina Mudcats. Again, spending last year with Carolina as well. It was 5-8 with a 7.24 ERA in last year's season. Pitch off the plate to Gladney, 1-0 your count. This season, Vasilodi much improved out of the bullpen. Opponents batting just 154 against Michele. 1-0. Lone inside to Gladney. 2-0 now the count. Vasilodi pitched thrice against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers last week. Pitched a grand total of four innings. No runs on just one hit in four innings. 2-0. Nice pitch right down the middle on an off-speed pitch. 2-1 now the count on Gladney. 2-for-3-9 for DJ. They fly out in the first inning. Gladney cuts on the 2-1. Grounded to third base. Played by Carmona. Has to throw it over to first at a quick pace in time. Four out number two. 5-3. Ground out. Two down now in the inning. That'll send Logan Glass, center fielder, to the plate. Logan Glass will dig in here in the bottom of the eighth inning. He's already got a two-run shot back in that sixth inning, putting Kannapolis on top here in this ballgame. Pitch from Vasilodi is inside, 1-0 your count. Logan Glass, Mustang Oklahoma product, has reached base twice tonight, again with a home run. He was hit by a pitch in the fourth as well. 1-0 from Vasilodi. Hits Logan Glass in the foot, and that's the second hit-by-pitch of the night for Logan Glass. He has taken a beating out there in the batter's box. He will reach first safely. That'll send it now to Victor Torres, the catcher. Decent lead at first for Glass. Runner going on the pitch. Fastball gets by the catcher, and Cibrian sliding in safely at second is Logan Glass. It'll be a stolen base as he was already running on the play. So now runner in scoring position. It's a stolen base. Logan Glass now in scoring position. For Glass, his seventh stolen bag on the year. He is a perfect 7-for-7 in the category. 1-0 count on Victor Torres. 1-for-3 on the nine. He had a single back in the second inning. Michele Vassalotti already in a bit of a tight spot. 1-0. Swing and a miss by Torres. 1-1 now your count. Andy Atwood is on deck, 0-for-3 on the night. Torres with that single in the second inning will continue his on-base streak, moving it now to 7 games in a row. 1-1 from Vassalotti. Grounded to shortstop, easily played by Garcia. Sidearm to first in time for out number 3. 6-3 ground out, third out of the 8th inning. Ballers, 3 outs away from victory. They'll look to Angel Acevedo to close things out here in Kannapolis. Ballers need 3 outs to clinch a 5-3 victory. Take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Ballers are 3 outs away from victory. They'll look to 6'1", 205-pound, 23-year-old from Calabozo, Venezuela, Angel Acevedo on the bump, 1-2, with a 3.38 ERA. Caro cuts on the first pitch, pops it up in foul ground. Who's got it? Third baseman Wes Kath will come over and make the grab for out number one. It's a P5 in the book for Jefferson Caro. One pitch, one out here in this top of the ninth inning. Caro's nine ends 0-4-4. That'll send it now to Hebert Perez, the left fielder, 1-for-3 on the evening. Angel Acevedo on the bump again, looking for the save here in this ball game. Ballers hold a two-run lead, 5-3 here in this ninth inning. First pitch to Perez. Grounder to third. Gets by the first baseman in Veras in the right field. A tough play. It will be a base knock for Hebert Perez. He is on first base. One down in the inning. It will be an error issued on Wilfred Veras at first base. So instead of a single, it'll be an E3. Issued to Hebert Perez. Now runner on, one down. Another error in the book for Kannapolis tonight. Garcia will dig in. Runner on first, one down. Acevedo's pitch. Grounder to third. Cathell scoop for second for one. On to first, double play. That's your ball game. Just like that. Ballers take it, baby. Ballers win this one. Time of game exactly at 2 hours here in Kannapolis. This ball game absolutely flew by. Exactly 2 hours of game time here in Kannapolis. What a fast game that was as Garcia grounds out a 5-4-3 ground out to wrap it up here in Kannapolis. Nonetheless, a great victory. Ballers are back in the win column. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win 5-3 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll take a quick break and we'll do our post-game show. We return here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Trevor Wilt, thanks for sending it up here in the press box. Broadcast booth, Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. 5-3, your final score. Ballers have won three of their last four games, including two of the three here in this first half of the series with the Carolina Mudcats out of the Milwaukee Brewers organization. Kannapolis moving to now 8-4 on the second half. A really good start here in this second half for the Ballers and the Mudcats now moving to 6-6, just 500 in the ball game now as the Ballers move 8-4. The Mudcats are now 6-6. We'll take a quick look at some of our notable performances for both sides. How about Wes Kath, 1-for-4 night at the plate. Colby Smelly, 1-for-4. RBI single coming in clutch for the Ballers. Wilfred Veras, 2-for-4 with two RBIs, including a two-run shot in the first inning off of starter Steven Cruz. Two down in that first inning. Veras lifting a two-run blast to give Kannapolis the early lead. He has now hit six home runs in 12 games in the second half Ballers are undefeated when Wilfred Veras has hit a home run in the second half. Little fun fact for you up here in the broadcast booth in the press box at Atrium Health Ballpark. 2-for-4 night for DJ Gladney. 1-for-2 night with 2 RBIs for Logan Glass. We are also undefeated when Logan Glass hits a home run here in the second half. 1-for-2 with 2 RBIs. 1-for-4 night for Victor Torres and 1-for-3 night for Cabrera Weaver with a double off of Steven Cruz. On the bump, Ballers coming in clutch. How about Hunter Dollander? 6 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs. They all came off the bat of Jackson Chorio. That 3-run shot in the third inning. Chorio hitting a 3-run shot. The Ballers giving up that big blast to Chorio, but 1 walk and 5 punchouts. Dollander gets the victory. He's now 2-0 on the season. Halen Green gets a hold tonight. 2 innings, no hits, no runs, 1 walk and 1 punchout. Acevedo, 1 clean inning. Picks up his first save of 2022. On the other side, for the losing team tonight, the Carolina Mudcats, 1-for-3 night for Mendez, 1-for-4 night for Jackson Chorio, but it was that 3-run shot in the third inning. Again, that number one prospect in the Milwaukee Brewers organization being named to the All-Star Futures game next week in Los Angeles. 1-for-4 night for Perez, 1-for-2 night, excuse me, for Chirinos, and then 1-for-3 for Gene Carmona at the plate for Carolina. Again, only able to muster 5 hits as the Ballers out hit the Mudcats tonight 9-5. On the bump, Steven Cruz with the loss tonight. He is now 3-for-3 on the year. 6 innings, 9 hits, 5 runs all earned, no walks, and 7 punchouts. Montero, 1 inning, 3 strikeouts. It was it. 3 batters, 3 strikeouts. That's it. Vasilotti comes in with 1 inning and does a whole lot of nothing. One of the fastest games we've seen all year for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, an exact on the mark 2 hours of game action. That pitch clock is really helping matters out as far as cut down game time. 2 hours of action here in Kannapolis, but the Ballers are on top, so we're not going to complain. We'd love to have you here at Atrium Health Ballpark a little longer, but Ballers win. We'll take that trade off and we'll send it to another ball game tomorrow night. Friday night, video game night here in Kannapolis. The t-shirt giveaway tomorrow to our first 1,000 fans, 14 and older. That sweet Ballers t-shirt that we're looking forward to handing out tomorrow and giving away here to our first 1,000 fans. Again, Jorge Vera, top prospect in the White Sox system, is on the bump tomorrow night, 0-1 with a 2.70 ERA. He'll be facing off against Edward Jimenez, 2-3 with a 4.18 ERA. Again, Ballers win, baby. Ballers win 5-3 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Appreciate you tuning in and hanging out with us here at the ballpark or on MILB.TV, the free audio stream, kcballers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. Your host, Dan Helody, as always, from everyone here in Kannapolis, saying so long and thank you for hanging out with us and spending your evening with us here at Atrium Health Ballpark. I'll leave you, as I always do, up here in the broadcast booth. Speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed. And until next time, have a blast. Ballers win, baby, 5-3 over the Carolina Mudcats. Still a lot of baseball left. Let's get a couple more dubs. We've won 2 of our last 3. Until next time, have a great one, everyone. We will see you soon.